is Irene.
Hi, this is Victor.
You're listening to a special sneak preview edition of Authors Access, where authors get published and published authors get successful.
I'm Victor Volkman, and I'm speaking from Ann Arbor, Michigan, with Irene Watson of ReaderViews.
So I'm in a review service, and I want to know how you get your book reviewed.
Well, that's a good question. I've struggled the same road that you did. You would think by now that there would be some kind of a clearinghouse or something for people to get books reviewed in an orderly way, but it's all a bit of chaotic, and you can go to the authoritative sources like Dan Pointer and so on, and eventually you sort of feel your way around the system to figure out who's the best person to review what sort of book. And it can be a challenge because, as you say, not everyone is going to review every book, and you have to match up reviewers with the genre that you're interested in. And I use a lot of the big-name review services that I can, like Midwest Book Review and, of course, ReaderViews. Can't recommend that one highly enough. And I also, send the pre-publication copies to the so-called Big Four, publishing magazines, Publishers Weekly, Kirkus, Book List, and Book Page, or Forward Magazine, depending on how you count them.
Right.
But that is a tremendous gamble, and the odds of getting a successful pre-publication review are somewhere between 40 to 1 and 200 to 1, and so you really need to rely on unconventional methods of review. You may look at your local media. We had great coverage in our own hometown newspaper on one book, and there's a lot of avenues you can go down.
Yes, there certainly are, and that's certainly something that we're going to use as one of our forums later, one of the topic of reviews, and to have an expert come in and talk and about the big four or five or six, whoever you speak to. And so how do you get your book sold?
That is the big question. And that's what separates...
everybody wants to sell all these books. As an author myself, a first-time author, I had this pie in the sky, as I said earlier, that, I just had visions of selling hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of books.
Yeah, that's sort of the, if you publish it, they will come kind of thing. And,
right.
And I had an experience. I wrote two computer programming books for a Fortune 500 company, and they did not really get behind the book at all. The first one... did not earn out its advance, and the second one eventually earned out its advance. But it was a big shock to me, that a lot of the bigger publishers, they just sort of launch the book in the air and see if anyone grabs at it. But to be successful, you have to line up distributors that match your product lines. I've had some really good luck with New Leaf Distributing, which is basically a new age distributor that deals with the 5,000 independently owned new age bookstores that are around the country. But they really cover a lot of ground, the whole self-help area, and even into more conventional areas. And I also use Quality Books, which is a distributor that deals only in the library market. The library market is where, every author says they want to be, and it isn't true that all books belong in libraries.
Right.
They're really interested in specific things. And for the titles that match what libraries want, we find the Quality Books is a great way to go. And most recently, we've inked a deal with Leatherneck Press, which is a publisher that deals with... military memoirs, basically, for the most part. And since that is their forte, we can reach the audience that's interested in that. So it really requires being creative in figuring out, who is the channel which is going to reach my customer.
And so maybe explain for what a distributor is. What's the purpose of a distributor?
That's a good question. That's a good question. Suppose that you were to open a bookstore. You would find that there are, suppose there's 10,000 publishers out there. You would spend all of your time, writing out little checks to every publisher and getting talking to each publisher when they put out a book and ordering one book at a time, you would basically get nothing done. So what the distributor basically gives the bookstores one-stop shopping. So they can say they can order, you know, a few hundred books every month, and the ones that sell, they reorder. The ones that don't sell, they send back. And it's really the way that allows bookstores to operate efficiently because, and most people don't know that everything on the shelf is there on consignment. So literally, the bookstore doesn't even have, you know, $1 invested in their stock. That's kind of a sad fact of life. And it results in an industry-wide return rate that's sometimes approaching 30%. So if a bookstore orders 100 books, they may sell 70 and 30 go back and maybe get ordered by another store. So you have this constant flow of books cycling through the distribution system.
You know, Richard, that's something I did find out. I had no idea that when I went to, let's say, Barnes & Noble, that really those books were basically on consignment, that whatever didn't sell in, you know, 6 weeks or months or whatever the policy is, that those were returned. And, of course, there's another process that we'll be talking about in the forum later on that. And so with quality books and New Leaf, that your distributors that you use, they take returns. Therefore, these larger bookstores will carry your books.
Right.
Whereas if they didn't, if you were going through a distributor or if you were a publisher or a press that did not take returns, then these larger stores would not order from you.
Exactly. And it also benefits not only the bookstore but the publisher because I can't really, you know, open an account with every bookstore in North America.
Exactly.
I would spend all my time, you know, collecting small amounts of money. So it really gives an efficiency to the system that would collapse under its own weight.
You've been listening to a special sneak preview edition of Authors Access.
AuthorsAccess.com. Our mission is to get new authors published and make published authors successful. And if you want to participate, just send us an email to info@AuthorsAccess.com.
Look for Authors Access on Passionate Internet Voices Talk Radio Thursday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. The first show date will be announced very soon, so stay tuned.